I've been in this series of programs in the book of Revelation for a long time. We've come to the 21st chapter, and to rehearse again the first few verses, it says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I, John, saw, he said in verse 2, the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. Well, what do you know? The Bible talks about New Jerusalem being located on the earth, that it's coming down from God, out of heaven, and that it says in verse 3, the tabernacle of God is with men. Now, where do you find men? You know, men and women, human beings, we human creatures. Well, on the earth, not out in space, and not up in heaven. And it says, He will dwell with them. Well, what do you know? It doesn't say that we will dwell with Him. It says He, God, and believe it or not, in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, it goes on to say that heaven is eventually going to come down to the earth. Now, that's a lot better. When you stop to think about what there is to do on the earth and how beautiful it is and how marvelous it is. You ever been to New Zealand? You ever been to South Island? You seen the New Zealand Alps? Have you ever been to Switzerland, to precious little villages like Krantz or Montana or Zermatt? Well, I've been to some of those places, and let me tell you, they are breathtaking. They are lovely. They are just so, well, it's like a scene out of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs or Fantasia. It just, it's otherworldly. It is just beautiful beyond ability to describe. I tell you, some of the villages in the Tyrolean Alps, I was the guest of Princess Lillian, wife of King Leopold, at Hintheris in the Alps, where she has a private game preserve probably about the same size as a couple of three Yosemites. Awesome, breathtaking beauty. I think of New Zealand, Tasmania, of the Carpathians, the Urals, the Alps, the Atlas Mountains. I think of some of the game farms I've seen in the vast game preserves in Africa with literally hundreds of thousands of head of Thompson's gazelles and springbok and wildebeest and so many of the beautiful, like the Hemsbok, they talk of the black and white kind of a beautiful animal down there with the long horns that you see. There have been places on this earth that I've wanted to visit a couple of dozen times, and I've only been there maybe in passing. It's so unbelievable to cross over Greenland on a rare day when there is not a cloud in literally hundreds of miles and to see that ice pack up there. Glittering white, to see those huge big glaciers along the coastlines and the fjords from 39,000 feet in the cockpit of a Falcon jet. There's so much to do on this beautiful earth. The earth has so much to offer, and the earth is where all the problems are, and the earth is where all of the solutions need to be found, and the earth is where men live, and the Bible plainly says God is going to come back down out of heaven to the earth. In the first chapter of the book of Acts, when the disciples were standing gazing off up to heaven at the time that Jesus was taken away, the Bible said, you men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing off up into heaven? The same Jesus is going to come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Now notice chapter 22, the book of Revelation. It says in verse 3, talking about the new heaven and the new earth, talking about God's throne, there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Now it says, the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. Remember how at the annunciation of the birth of Jesus Christ, the angel said, he shall inherit the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.